There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Very pleased to announce that the big man is here in the room with us. I use the Scottish vernacular to introduce you.
Thank you very much, Tim.
Nice to see you, Chris. Do you know, I haven't seen you. Well, you've not been down in these parts for a while with us.
I've seen Robbie down.
He's gone off us.
You get McCarthy, who are you?
Chris McCarthy.
you get... The other one, Robbie Greenfield, that's it. But I wanted to ask you about what's going on locally, UAE football.
Big story in the past couple of days that I don't think we've probably given enough due diligence towards, and that is the fact that Edgardo Bauza, the Argentine who recently took up the UAE national team job in the world of football, has stepped down to take charge of Saudi Arabia.
Well, this is the thing, and hence the
big story, this one. Saudi reaching the World Cup finals under Bert van Marwijk, first time that they've reached the final since 2006. The Dutchman, however, deciding to step away, which I find all a rather bit peculiar. Why would you step down having led the nation to the World Cup finals? He's taken that decision, though, and the Saudis have turned to Edgardo Bauza. So the UAE looking for a new boss of the national team. Bauza headed to Russia next summer.
Okay, so any news on who might be taking it? Are there rumours?
We will be discussing that on Monday Night Football. There are rumours doing the rounds. A number of names being linked with it, all foreign at this stage. I think the UAE board will look to go foreign once again. So we'll be joined by Wael Jabir from ADAF ME. He'll be putting us in the picture of exactly who is being linked, what is the timeline of that, and who we can expect to lead the UAE into the Asian Cup, which they are, of course, hosting in 2019.
And Chris, I mean, the Formula One, what a surprise. Lewis Hamilton said, I always kept the faith.
Yes.
And you think, was it Lewis Hamilton keeping the faith, or did Sebastian Vettel and his temper get the better?
Sebastian Vettel, I think, would have probably struggled to sleep last night over in Singapore, because undoubtedly it was his mistake. A little bit too aggressive off the start line. He qualified in pole position. He tried to close off the angle. Max Verstappen in the Red Bull made a fantastic start to that Grand Prix yesterday. He didn't see that Kimi Raikkonen, this is Vettel here, his Ferrari teammate, was coming on the outside. He tried to be aggressive, push Verstappen. He had nowhere to go. And of course, all three individuals took themselves out. Lewis Hamilton, before this race, he started in fifth. He had a wonderful start, as good a start I've seen from him in ages, really, off the start line. He admitted he needed a miracle.
He had a lot of work to do,
He had an awful lot of work to do. And the fact that he came through that, he was a little fortunate that he was able to navigate his way past the carnage. He went on to take a fantastic victory, and he's now extended his lead at the top of the Drivers' Championship to 28 points.
What are Ferrari saying about this? Because when was the last Ferrari driver crashed out of a race? When was the last time both Ferrari drivers...
Frustrating for Ferrari Scuderia yesterday, Tim, because they look so dominant at a track that traditionally they've done very well at, and given the fact that Vettel performed so very well and drove beautifully in qualifying, they were expected to win that race, and given the fact that Vettel did trail Lewis Hamilton by 3 points in those Drivers' Championship standings, there was a wonderful opportunity for him to get back in the lead. We're now down to the business end of this F1 season, and now Lewis Hamilton, well, it's in his hands. He's 28 points clear. We've got 6 races remaining, and it's going to take now something very special indeed to stop the Brit from clinching what would be a 4th world title.
Sorry, I'm just replying to somebody on the text. I apologise.
Well, can we
somebody
just say...
you should do more sport. I'm thinking, yes, we should. And then I realised it was somebody taking the mickey. So that's fine.
Well, I just was thinking as well, Wayne Rooney, rough 48 hours, two-year ban for driving under the influence, and also his first trip to Old Trafford didn't really go his way.
No, it didn't. He got a wonderful reception, or at least a respectful reception at Old Trafford.
It did. It was on yesterday.
It was on.
You could see him come out, and lots of signs, lots of fans saying, you know, leading goal scorer, a lot of respect for Wayne Rooney, and that was nice to see, but I wouldn't have wanted to be in the terraces listening to anything that they had to throw at him.
Indeed, and Everton fans cutting frustrated figures. A 4-0. Wasn't a 4-0. It was a bizarre game yesterday at Old Trafford. Manchester United huffed and puffed, scored a wonderful opener through Antonio Valencia that I'm sure we'll be seeing a lot more. May well be a contender for goal of the season, that one. But Everton, worrying times. Now over 6 hours of football that they failed to score in, and they look as if they lack real pace. I just think Gylfi Sigurdsson, Wayne Rooney, throw Davy Klaassen into the mix as well, all very similar type players in that final third. And Everton, it probably wasn't a 4-0 yesterday, I've got to be honest with that. However, problems setting in. They've spent an awful lot of money, and if they don't get results soon, Ronald Koeman could very well be looking for a new job.
Do you think he's going to be a casualty? Do you think he's the next one on the list, as it
were? Potentially. They've got to get victories. We know results. Mm. It is a result-driven business. It's becoming ever increasingly so in the world of football, and having invested the sums that they did, over £140 million over the summer, unless they start winning. They do have four back-to-back home games coming up in all competitions. They've got a League Cup game, they've got the Europa League tie, and they've got two league games at Goodison Park. So that gives them, hopefully, a little chance of respite and get some wins on the board, because if they don't, then I do think Ronald Koeman's job may well come under scrutiny, because, as I say, you need wins. You need wins on the board, especially given the level of investment that's been put in at that football club.
Have they got a League Cup game tomorrow night?
They do. They're in action this week. Right. I'd need to dig out exactly who it is, but there are Carabao Cup, I think it's now called, is the League Cup. It changes names seemingly every single season, but they will have a League Cup match this coming week, and they'll hope that they can win that one to get a bit of confidence, because right now, one or two of those players are playing bereft of confidence, and we know how important that is.
Oh, you see, this is the thing. If you look at the psychology of it, and you look at how much money was spent, and how many games this season so far.
Played five league games. Okay. They've played a Europa League game as well, so there's six.
So it's not really enough time to get a team gelling as a team. You could argue. That's reasonable to say, I think. Then if you have a League Cup game and you do well in that, it's not top league football. But how much confidence do you take from a win if they get one?
I think a lot. Right now, I think a lot. They're not scoring goals. They're not really looking as if they're going to score goals either. I think you make the fair point. They have brought a lot of new players in. They take time to bed in. Sure. But we know that you don't get time in football. And, you know, again, watching them yesterday in that final third, there's no real cut and thrust about them. Wayne Rooney was isolated. He was the lone front man. There's a lot of muchness in the same kind of type players in those final third areas. And I think Ronald Koeman's going to be very, very careful, because there are a number of good managers that will be looking at that job and thinking there's money to spend, there is a decent squad there, we can maybe take that job on and do a better job.
Mm. It's Sunderland they play on Wednesday.
It is Sunderland. Okay, so that's a chance for them. Sunderland have had, well, what are they? They've not won a game in five, I think it is, in the Championship under Simon Grayson, so that gives Everton a wonderful chance to get back on and even keel.
I love watching you, because I can see the cogs whirring, and they were so much quicker than anybody else alive.
I think it's five. I could be wrong, maybe six. I'm sure it's five that Sunderland haven't won a game.
This is No Notes McCarty at his best at the moment. I love that.
It's weird. It's bizarre is what it is, Tim. It's
all up there.
It's a
Chris.
Talent. It's a talent.
All right, where should we go now? Oh, do you know what I wanted to ask you? Gareth Bale, you mentioned this earlier on. This is how do you silence critics in football? Score an incredible goal.
It was a great goal last night. A big win as well for Real Madrid. They'd had two back-to-back home 1-1 draws in La Liga. They had fallen behind Barcelona in the La Liga. I know it's early stages, but they needed a win at the Anoeta last night against Real Sociedad, and they got that. It's a wonderful goal. Isco provides a beautiful, a sumptuous pass over the top. Gareth Bale puts on the afterburners, and it's a fantastic finish. And we're talking confidence in this little segment, he'll take great confidence from that. He's been the victim of the boo boys over there in Real Madrid in the past couple of weeks. He needed that for his confidence, and let's hope now that can start him off, because no doubt he's a wonderful player, and he's a player that Real Madrid will need over the course of the season.
So very busy Monday night football then, if we've got UAE to talk about, European football, Premier League.
So much. There's not enough time to get through it all, Natalie. We're joined by the former Manchester United and Arsenal defender Mikel Silvestri. He'll be joining us down at the Dow and Anchor. We're hoping as well to be joined on the phone by Liverpool legend Robbie Fowler. He's promised to pop on as well. He owes me a little favour, so he's going to hopefully pop on for 10 minutes. We'll be talking UAE Saudi.
That sounds so dodgy, doesn't it?
That sounds really sinister. Manchester United supporter owed a favour by Liverpool.
Yeah, it's a weird one. I'll tell you off air about that. But so hopefully a good show tonight. An awful lot to get through. Probably too much to get through in the course of 2 hours.
But if Robbie Fowler is listening now thinking he ain't getting no favours from me, that's for sure. I will ask you about that in a minute.
He's a big fan of the show, I've heard. He's a big fan of us.
There are many big fans of Sports Tonight. They don't know it, but they are.
Do you want to do the last word? Because I always feel like it's been so long since you've been here. Nice beard trim, by the way.
Thank you. I have to
compliment you on that. Do you fancy doing the last word?
Yes.
We do this from Robbie. Robbie's now taken to putting his headphones on before we talk to him and just ignores us and hopes that we'll forget.
It's quite rude, actually.
Yeah.
He's
been telling me off air that he's not a fan of Hotspur.
He really isn't. He's conscientiously objecting. Well, you know, how positive of you.
The last word.
Spill turns Indiana Creek white.
Spilled milk. spilled... Well, now he's crying over it, but maybe. I don't know. Spilled something. Let's just play it once more. I have to get this.
The last word.
Spill turns Indiana Creek white.
Okay. If you think you got a better answer than Chris Riccardi, any other thoughts on that? I mean, that sounds intelligent to me.
Milk is the one that I'm going to go with on this occasion. Okay.
Right. I have to say, I love the way Rick does these. It really makes me happy when Rick does the last word.
There's a melodrama that's missing in much of Dubai Eye's broadcasting, I think. We should bring him in a bit more.
It's just the imminent danger in his voice. It's like, oh, this has happened. It's quite intense, isn't it?
Oh, man. So that's Rick Bullamere. Spilled bleep turns Indiana Creek white. If you have something that fits in there and it's... clean for broadcasting at this time of day, we'd appreciate it. 4001 via the free app or 43 1010. Chris Riccardi, nice to see you. Enjoy tonight.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.